KK4JBQ.
This is WD8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November.
Calling, I think you were asking for a radio check. You're readable, however you have quite a bit of noise on your signal, and your audio level is low. Are you portable?
WD8RON, negative. I was using 5 watts. I just kicked it up. I am at a base station. I am near Brevard, North Carolina, so I may be a little bit away from repeater because of the mountains.
That transmission was about 200% better. So kicking it up a little bit did help a lot with the noise. And you're perfectly readable now. KK4JBQ.
You get back to me. I've just been setting up the station after a few years of inactivity. So I'm trying out the different repeaters in the area to see what I can get.
That's a good thing to do every once in a while. Things do change. But welcome back to the hobby, and I hope everybody you talk to makes you welcome. Brevard is a nice place. I've been there. Let's see. There's a symphony, an outdoor symphony concert that my wife and I have attended there. You live in a nice area of the country. And there are some mighty fine and powerful repeaters up your way. The one in Hendersonville is a nice one. The one in on Mount Mitchell is a nice one. There's one in, can't remember the name. The Thermal Belt Club has a nice repeater. Are you familiar with that one?
Tried the thermal one yet. I've been looking at the ones in Asheville, Hendersonville, and then branching out a bit. I've been monitoring this one, but I haven't tried to talk to it.
Good now. And we have a net on this repeater each and every night of the world at 9 p.m. There is no tone on this repeater, as you have found out, I suppose. And you would be mighty welcome to check in anytime you can. KK4JBQ.
KI4LZI. One thing you'll find out about on VHF and UHF, the lay of the land and the line of sight will determine whether or not you'll get into a repeater or not here on VHF. And UHF is a whole lot worse than VHF is when it tries to. You try to get into a repeater and you're not dead in line of sight.
RON, I understand. I'm on the side of a mountain called Henry Mountain. I'm halfway between Brevard and Rodman, just off of US 64.
There's a repeater on 146790 on Sassafras Mountain. I know I up there, it's just up above me here. I can get into it with an HD when I find the right spot. This one here I can get into from anywhere in the house, but from where it is and where you are, you ought to get into it real, real good. The Anderson Radio Club has it, but it's up on Sassafras Mountain, and if you've been up there any period of time, you ought to know where Sassafras Mountain is.
To the Anderson repeater, and I enjoy their comments. They always have a lot of good technical information.
He's already aware of that, and I didn't know if he was or not.
Hey, Andy, good to hear you in here. Yeah, Andy is a wealth of information as far as repeaters go, and it is awfully good to have you back. Among the fold, as it were, and you just feel welcome to check in to the 610 repeater, the one you're on now, anytime it suits you. We're always welcoming of new people. You'll have some. Are you a member of a club up there in North Carolina?
Hendersonville Club a couple of months ago, and they've been very helpful. They it gave me an antenna for the 2 meter, which seemed to be working fairly well. Someone made it, donated it to the club, and they gave it to me. So they've been very helpful getting me back on the air. I'm in the process of setting up a HF station. I'm cutting a hole in my wall to run the antenna up. I'm going to use a slinky antenna until I can get something a little bit different.
You get into the 146.640 and 147.105 repeaters over around over there. Radio Club's machines on 2 meters.
Good notes, Andy.
One that the club over there didn't tell him about their repeaters. You know, if I'd been in their club, I would have been telling him about them. I don't know whether you can get into them or not, but that's their 2 meter repeaters. One of them's, I don't know if they're both up there or not. One of them's up on Bear Waller Mountain, the 146.640. Here where I'm at, I hardly ever can hear them. So I'm just going by what I've heard other people say. But they got also a 6 meter machine up there, 53130, that I was just telling Chad about a while ago, with a tone of 100 on it. That 147.105, I don't recall what the tone is on it. Like I said, I can rarely ever hear those repeaters here. The reason I can't check in with W4IOE from here, I hardly ever hear those machines. Go ahead, Larry.
I heard you say that you were using a slinky antenna. I've not talked to anybody that's ever used one of those. What do you think about it?
Up yet. I've just gone back down to low power. I'm going to have to get a bigger power supply for my radio. I think it overheats and I dropped out. But I haven't got it hooked up yet. Talked to a couple people who have used it and they seem to think it works fine.
I've seen those implemented in a couple of different ways. Depends on the size of the slinky. They've hooked them up as dipoles. On top of a 6 foot privacy fence. It fits right down into the privacy fence if it's a small one. I know they make them in different diameters. And then one fellow did a real interesting thing with like an N-fed slinky. It's all one piece. He put it through the middle of a telescopic pole. Now, admittedly, it would have to be a pretty sturdy telescopic pole, and you couldn't use the last maybe couple of elements because they're kind of thin and weak. But he connected one end of it up to the top of that, let's call it the third element of the pole, and just pushed it on up and used it as a vertical. What you need in that case, of course, is a really good, or at least an adequate, radio field under it. Anyway, good luck to you. There's so many things to do and so many ways to do them in this hobby. You will never find another hobby that will keep your interest, as long as you work at it, keep your interest like this one does. And you'll never meet finer people. Andy right there is one of the finest people I have ever met. You can stop blushing now, Andy. KK4JBQ.
KI4LZI. I don't think you said you heard me there a while ago. I was just wondering, how well do you get into the two Hendersonville 2 meter repeaters over there, the 146.640 and 147.105 over there? How well do you get into them from your location?
I've been getting into the 146.640 fine. The other one I haven't tried. There used to be one here in Pennsylvania, but I think it's down now. I haven't been able to raise that one at all. That was 147.135, but I think that one is no longer in service.
Yeah, that was the KG. I know the one you're talking about up in Hendersonville. I have that once again, this mountain here that I own, that this one's on blocking me sometimes, so I couldn't hear it consistently, but it was on, as you say, on 147, 135, and when the conditions was good, I would hear it here. I guess you explained, answered my question on it. That's off the air, reason I ain't heard it in a long time. I've always wondered about that. Go ahead and make a comment.
I have a scanner on this radio. It's an ICOM 280H, which has two power low, which is about 5 watts that I'm using now, and a higher power of 45 watts. But I've got to get another power supply. I think it's been overheating and drops out like it did a while ago.
J-I-4-L-Z-I. Comes to about a 45 or 50 watt radio. I want to tell you what hams are over here, like WR4XM and them told me. Because this radio here is a 50 watt radio. Buy you a good, at least, 30-amp power supply. 10 amps will cover 50 watts. 20 amps, 100 watts for an HF radio. But you need to do that. You need at least a 30-amp power supply. A 30-amp power supply. That's for growth. From going from VHF, UHF to HF. That'll cover you 100 watts at 20 amps.
There's a 20 amp. It's an Astron RS-20A, so I assume that's a 20 amp.
Well, as you said, I don't know. At 20 amps, the rule it was always told me, and it's worked for me so far. Of course, my power supply, I bought it new back in 06. It's not exactly one to use when to start with, but the rule it was always told me, 10 amps will cover 50 watts, 20 amps 100 watts. Now that's, so far it's always worked for me, but if it's dropping now and you're running 45 and that's a 20 amp power supply you're using, you got me on that one. You got any ideas, Larry?
Well, I have a question. I have a thought. Well, I guess I do have a question. Is it your power supply that's cutting out, or is the radio overheating and is the radio cutting out?
I'm beginning to think more that it's the radio because it just died on me when it went out a while ago. And it's a little bit warm when I touch it. I probably need to put a fan on it or do some other kind of cooling for it.
Well, if it's convection cooled, in other words, it doesn't have a fan right now, a fan would help it a lot. A fan directed right on those, you know, where you've got the cooling fins, if it has cooling fins, a fan blowing over that will carry the heat away quicker. Anyway, it's about time for all of us to sign KK4JBQ.
KI4LZI5D. Yeah, well, the 8900 here's got a fan on the back of it, but as you say, not all of them do, so you might have to put a fan on it for sure on high power, because what you're demonstrating, 45 watts, 20 amps ought to cover that power supply, but it does sound like Ray himself needs a fan.
Small duct fan, or I'll get another one. Put that up, they look pretty good. Put that sort of load on here. I normally use only the 5 watts, and that's been pretty good to hit most repeaters that I've been talking to. I'm still going through a list. I just ran a list tonight off the web, trying to hit some of them. I can hear Walhalla, 145. 290, but I cannot access it.
We talk to Way Club repeater over there. It's on most of the time night repeaters on the warning system most of the time. And for your information about the warning system consists of about 15 or 16 repeaters that are linked up together. Some of them are linked up together all the time and some of them aren't. You'll just have to listen around and see.
Play Thursday night net at 8 o'clock p.m. They were on tonight. When I tried to get into it, I could not get into it. I tried both low and high power. I think it's my location, although if I can hear him, I should be able to talk to him.
And earlier about the lay of the land, line of sight. VHF is affected, but UHF is even more affected. But VHF can be affected some too, just like Larry there. Oh, I was telling him about 147.195, but back when I first told him that, I hadn't thought about Paris Mountain being in the way, but a few days later, I got to thinking about that. Paris Mountain might be blocking him from getting in with no more than he's got for 2 meter antennas there. Kind of like some people, when they get behind Paris Mountain, it'll block them out for a little ways here on 16.
Located right on side of a hill, we call it a mountain, but I'm at about 2,200 feet. I think the hill goes probably to, maybe 3,000. I'm right next to the French Broad River. I think it's west of me. There's a pretty good sized hill to the south of me, so I think that's probably what's blocking me.
Frequency ranges down here. That can very, very much affect what you can get into or not get into, for sure. Go ahead, Larry.
I do have to say, though, and Andy, I don't know if you were aware that I have one of those high tower 2 meter antennas now, a little better than the magnetic, than the mobile magnetic antenna that I've been using for couple 3 years. Chad's antenna is doing a real good job. I've been able to contact the Anderson net, which I could never get into before, just too far away. But I've checked in there a couple of times. I've been real happy with my high tower antenna. But this is a very rich area for repeaters. We should all count ourselves blessed to have so many people who want to put them up and maintain them. It's no small thing to keep a repeater on the air. My thanks go out to all of those folks. KK4, JBQ.
RON. I was trying to get into Bamberg antenna, the Bamberg repeater, 145.33. I think that's the one that Chad gets on to quite a bit. I heard it tonight briefly, but was not able to break it again at this location.
KI4LZI. Yeah, there's two repeaters on that frequency. I heard you say Bamberg. There's a 330 down there, and there's one over here on Curry Mountain, too, in Tacoma. There he is. I've heard one station one time when the conditions got right. Could work both of them. And there has been on a rare occasion when the condition's right in the summer that I've heard them both here one time or another. So, from where you're at up there, you could have heard that instead of here in Bamberg, you might have heard that over on Gurhee Mountain in Tocoa, Georgia.
I wasn't able to get the call sign on it, so it could very well have been. I wonder if anybody has a map with the repeaters on it, with circles around the repeaters showing their radius of what they get out to reach.
I'm sure most of what I've picked up has been over decades of monitoring around here. Here on this band, 2 meters. I started late 70s monitoring up still to the current day. And I was like that up there before you was talking about. I was aware of it. existed once, but being that Caesar's had blocks and I rarely ever heard it, I didn't know it was off the air, but I was aware it was up there at one time. There should be something like that. I don't know, though. Most of mine's just been from purely monitored. If you know anything, Larry, go ahead and tell them about it.
I am not aware that there's any resource like that. It would be awfully nice, but it would take somebody with a tremendous amount of data. Or maybe a regional group like ARES, perhaps. But we're on the borderline of two states here, so it'd take the cooperation of... I don't know. That sounds like a really good resource, and what would exist today would not be true even in another season of the year, because today we don't have leaves on the trees, and when all the trees pop out again in the spring, that's more material for our signals to go through. I'm not sure how accurate it would remain over time. I can tell you, just for a matter of interest, that the footprint on this repeater is about a 70-mile footprint. It's, let's see, what is it, 3,500 feet in the air? And that's quite a distance. But the Mount Mitchell repeater is probably higher. Let's see. What's the repeaters that you are aware of, Andy, that are on Bear Walla Mountain?
147-105, I'm not certain of completely. I'm just going by what I've heard. Like I said, I rarely can even hear these repeaters here. The reason I can't check in with see it up there, but... The 146.64 is there. The 53.130 and 6 meter FM is there. The 105, I'm not sure. It may be there. I really don't know. That's Bear Walla Mountain, which is somewhere up there near Hendersonville.
Pushing on web tonight.
Again, Andy.
Radio, it sounds like. I know I got an 1802M and a 2400H that don't have fans on them, but this 8900R back in the time when it was made was a pretty high dollar VHF UHF FM radio, and it's got a fan on the back of it.
Do a lot of damage. It will do a lot of damage. It will take it up to a point. But a long transmission, well, I'm using a handheld, as you well know. It'll get hot in my hand. It's just fine for a minute, maybe 2 minutes, but you go 3 and 4 minutes on a transmission, and it gets warm. Not good for them. KK4JBQ.
Today, if you had one of those 0280s or 202s, unfortunately, both my 2 meter HCs of that vintage have problems right now, so I'm not right now able to use them. But those of that vintage, I have been right here and talked 2 or 3 hours at a time on them here. And they're so big, you know, like a brick, they dissipate that heat fairly well.
Oh, okay. They'll drop out on me. I'm going to have to get off, I guess, and let it cool down some. When I've been monitoring, it works pretty good, but I haven't been talking that much on it, so I'm going to get a fan on.
Good to hear you in here this evening. I'm going to jump out here, and maybe you and Andy can talk, or if you want to give that radio a rest until you can get a fan. One of the little... if you know what I'm talking about, the muffin fans that are used in computers, you can get them quite small. You can find them used at ham fests. They run on 12 volts also. And they don't take a lot of power, and you can just keep them on constantly. They're not, well, one that's in pretty good shape will not be noisy. And just keep it trained on the back of the radio. That's usually where they put the finals. You don't want to do any damage to those finals. They don't recover from damage. Hey, you know, and it's a bit of bother to replace them. So anyway, gentlemen, it's been a pleasure. Everybody have a good night. Get yourself some sleep. Everybody needs that. This is KK4JBQ. I am clear.
Darwin, thanks for all the information. I enjoyed listening to you tonight. I've been monitoring you on the other net, so I appreciate all the information you've been putting out. But I'm going to sign off and let this thing cool down. Thanks for the information about the net. This is WDA-RON, clear.
One thing about all these finals and these rays we get today to what it was back in the 60s and before, all these are solid-state finals. One thing they can't stand is a lot of heat and a lot of high SWR. They put protective circuits in like that for that heat for it to shut down, but if you abuse them too much on either one of those corners, you'll destroy the finals in them. K-I-4-L-Z-I.